Blog Talk Radio. divine all blessing, revelation, and manifestation, harvest, and celebration. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokua, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, October 20th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, universally, quantum, metaphysically, from the House of the Divine Prince, Hudu Central, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and wisdom, knowledge of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, spiritually, quantum metaphysically, and always in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and also located in the center of my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divineplusprince. I would like to humbly welcome each and every one of you live with me at this moment in the Blog Talk Radio chat, living freely, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, Queen B1, soulfully thinking, Fire Witch, Kalahat, and our special guest, 1684, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you. Living freely, I will entertain your question momentarily. I'm sure, as you can imagine, I've got too many things going on right now. I'm trying to keep the show rolling. I would like to also remind you that our listen-in and call-in number live during our live broadcast only. So that's every day at high noon for the Power Lunch from 12 to 12:30 U.S. Central Standard Time. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and every Saturday night from 9 to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. 1-800-273-9967. Remember, you will need to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will entertain your question, comment, or concern, or reading at some later point in the show. I want to remind you that I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please also know, again, that I have several other virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince website, where I offer a variety of various Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And again, my website is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward momentarily with the meditation and more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio, Lafayette Cemetery, number 2. I will also be going to the phone lines, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. We will be forward in a moment with Harvest Gathering and Celebration. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Papa les ba planté hipoto planté hipoto 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 di bon les ba planté hipoto planté hipoto papa les ba planté hipoto planté hipoto papa les ba planté hipoto planté hipoto papa les ba planté hipoto planté
Thank you.
It is from a point of silence that all life in our divine universe spring, and now too from a point of silence we shall begin. It is in this divine moment that we loose divine peace and tranquility, love and serenity. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, revelation and manifestation into our earth plane existence for divine utilization and manifestation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would seek to assist us now in all that is good and righteous here on our earth plane journey. We forever reverberate and reiterate the names and enliven our lives with the divine wisdom and presence of our ascended ancestors. May we forever give your name praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration right here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they project upon and mirror back and recreate and reshape the reality of all in divine light and positivity, love, and unity. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, for us, and around us, allow the burning frankincense and myrrh cleanse and purify your light bodies and intentions. Hear the sounding chime in harmonies and vibrations of the divine crystalline universe reverberating, reordering, and rebalancing us consciously back towards God and Goddess body and understanding, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ishu alek wana kosi weri awo unlo oto ni iwo ara afun bo osi obasalami ita ni iwo Oniyo Aban Ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. The one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls a scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. Aboru Aboye Abochiche Ashe. May our evils reach our room. May our evils be accepted. May our evils allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe.
Afutai, bila bila, nda fashiko lishida.
Non, non, mauvais dato, marele. Non, non, mauvais dato.
Bila no.
Nagamo de
Tedo,
truly the topic, the energy, the message tonight is not only harvest, but seasons, and understanding the process of seasons, cycles. These things come and go. They have a period. They have a duration. They indeed have a beginning and end. So know that wherever you are right now, in your rejoicing, in your trial, in your celebration, in your pain, that there is a beginning and that there's always an ending. Avoid shortcuts. Shortcuts only lead to pitfalls. Shortcuts only lead to recycling, redoing, returning to experience again that lesson, that journey that was not fulfilled. So I want you to meditate now on harvest, the significance of plowing, of counting, of storing, of preparing for times ahead. You know, while meditating on this topic, it even brought me to look at how we now in this society look at money. And when I think back to the time of harvesting, before, you know, our technological advances of the last, I'll even say 50 years, not even 100, last 50 years, we have truly lost, many of us, our connection to the weather, the sky, or we'll complain. And truly, I've never been one to complain about the weather. Even as a child, I understood or began to understand the interconnectedness of all seasons, all cycles, all natural events. Birth, growth, maturity, decline, death are all a part of the natural, cyclical, spherical process of the divine creative universe. And there is an aspect of that that is relative, and there is an aspect of that that is absolute. Harvesting, plowing, gathering, bringing together and looking at, looking over and analyzing for your next decisive move, for your next season, for your next year, for your next cycle. Operating in spirit is just not about digesting books, digesting information, learning paths, languages, cultures, and traditions. But it is also about the actual work, the actual process of developing, expanding, exercising energy. Now, you can say energy, you can say the soul, you can say the personality. Ultimately, that which is most real, most akin to who we are, is intangible. We are a light, we are a spirit, we are a fire within this physical clay, earthen temple. And it's from there that we develop, that we exercise our true identity, our true gifts, our true powers, who we truly are. And that's why in this plane dimension, if you can just be pushed off your square just a little bit to deny self, to deny your own natural ability to create and recreate, then everything else becomes mute. Everything else becomes secondary. To dream of harvest is a forerunner of prosperity and pleasure. If the harvest yields are abundant, the indicators are good for the family, the community. A poor harvest is a sign of small profit. So there was a time that we knew in August where our finances would be 6 months ahead, if we were going to have enough resources to survive the winter, to survive to the next season, to survive the next growing cycle. Many of us now live check to check, hand to mouth, day to day. And I want you to understand that it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion designed to keep you in play, to keep you committed to a system that ultimately is not committed to you, but is committed to its own profit, its own self-advancement. And so many of us take on that position. It's all about my own self-advancement. And may even acquire a certain amount of material successes. But ultimately, when it comes down to the real trials, the real battles, the real challenges, we fall short, we fall weak, and then we find ourselves needing help. And often, that aspirin help, that fast food help, that, you know, just fix this problem, fix this symptom now, I'll worry about the real cause at some other point. We've seen generations of parents, grandparents, you know, commit 40 years, 50 years to a company, to a job, to an endeavor, to ultimately make someone else wealthy, and then to spend their elder years, their senior years, struggling to pay for their prescriptions, struggling to maintain health, struggling to maintain families even, particularly when there is a breakdown already of skills, resources, of community within a family unit. So if you're dealing with your own stuff, your own health, your own bills, it makes it just that much harder in this westernized way of thinking of things to look outside ourselves, to look at the spirit, to look at other people around us, to look at anything beyond our most immediate first chakra carnal realities. So this harvest, I want you to look at processes of all seasons and cycles. If you're not already, please begin to journal. I suggest that you get one of those spiral notebooks that has the dividers in it, particularly the ones with four dividers. I want you to keep a dream journal. I want you to keep a creative journal. Your creative journal is for those of you who are writers, who are poets, who like to draw, who like to create, who come up with business ideas. You want to keep a creative journal. In pencil, of course, so you can always erase and improve, change, transform. Then I also want you to keep a generic journal, as it were, daily activities. But then I also want you to keep a spiritual journal, signs, events, seasons, astrology, numbers. And in time, you will find that all things have a pattern. All things have a season within this earth-plane reality. I'm born under Virgo, Labor Day, as a matter of fact, September 5th, 1966. Virgo symbolizes the potential fertility of the soul, and it is indeed an earth sign, and the potential bountifulness of the harvest when plants are tended and nurtured. And human terms, this sign is the fertility of our human spirit and the potential it holds to manifest a bountiful harvest. This harvest can take many tangible forms: power, wealth, prosperity, children, or intangible forms such as inner happiness, inspiration, expressing unconditional love, and making meaningful contributions to the world and in people's lives. Virgo historically has been the symbol of harvest. Virgo is a bicorporeal, dualistic, mutable sign. So it is dichotomous, the unplowed, fertile field, and the harvest. It is often depicted as reclining young virginal women or queen holding three shafts of fully ripened wheat or an ear of corn in her hand. And this time of harvest is the time of collecting, drying, pickling, canning beans, fruits, vegetables, herbs, roots, counting, cleansing, storing, looking over that which we have earned and worked hard for through the growing season or through the past year, and looking forward to the future. This is a time for really, really doing that inner work. Particularly in our Western culture, much of this coming season, All Saints, All Souls, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Mardi Gras, we think of material pleasure, we think of food, we think of fun, we think of family. And again, we tend to lock ourselves into a two-dimensional material reality. When really what these seasons, what these holidays, what these coming days are about are something much deeper than that, much more intangible, much more spiritual. At the soul level, how we truly look at family, community, success, or lack thereof. This tends to be a depressing time for some because we, again, get locked into what we have, what we don't have, what we think the next person has or does not have, as opposed to what we truly have, and that is that intangible reality. Peace, happiness, joy, prosperity, fortitude, the ability to confront and persevere and move through any challenge. Because truly, we will be challenged. There's no way around that. There's no pill, there's no single plan that will eliminate challenge. Challenge is an intricate part of our earth plane reality. I dare say ultimately it's what makes us who we are and separates one from the other, how we deal with challenge, how we confront adversity within and without. So in harvest, particularly in hoodoo, as with all endeavors, we first begin with a process of cleansing. When you bring your crop in, you have to clean it. Your yams and your beans and your fruit and your herbs, you clean it. It has to be prepared. Our dry products, our herbs and beans have to be dried in a very specific way to allow for the evaporation of moisture so that they have their ability to endure storage Some of you may know the Salem witch hunts may very well have been traced back to a fungus, some type of fungal bacteria that's set up in rye, wheat, other dry harvest products, which created a compound, I believe, called ergot, which science says has a almost LSD psychotropic type effect on the body. So there's a science to harvesting, to storage, to saving, to putting away. Some of you are not getting control of your finances because you don't understand there's a science to harvest, to saving, to storing, to putting away. And the lesson is all around us if we would just pay attention. And I understand, again, society has set itself up to where it does not want you to pay attention. Doesn't want you to pay attention. Understand that debt is a business. Debt is a billion-dollar business. Credit. Having eyes bigger than your stomach. Wanting things you cannot otherwise afford. And then even the wanting is a product of witchcraft. It's a product of manipulation. All the imagery and all the symbolism and all the messages that we get that tell us that we need something. And then we find ourselves rearranging our priorities, rearranging our resources to meet that illusion of completion. So as we move towards and through this season of harvest, remember first to clean, cleanse, purify thought, intention, body. This is a good time to detox, physically detox. Sometimes we, you know, break a few rules in the summertime and we have fun and we eat things that we shouldn't be eating, or we get away from keeping a schedule. And the nature, the way we play around with the timing, with the spring forward, fall back thing, those of you who are in the city who are not getting vitamin D, who are not getting sun exposure, all these things play a role in your ability or inability to harvest, truly harvest, that spiritual harvest. Because you understand, the spiritual harvest will automatically bring the material harvest. So that's another part of the lie, that we spend so much time making the bill that we are unable to focus on the spiritual harvest. But ultimately, if the spiritual harvest is in line, everything else is wonderful. Everything else is in place. I'm going to take a short break, and then I'm going to come back with more of the Divine Prince live and an archive here on Blog Talk Radio, Harvest, Celebration, Thanksgiving. Our live listen and call-in number each and every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Also on Saturdays for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And also each and every day at high noon here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Thank you.
Divine all blessing harvest and gathering, thanksgiving and salutations. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor. The website where I can be reached utilizing various means, spiritually, cosmically, universally, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating at 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And, of course, my preferred portal site is Keen, www.keen.com/divine-prince. And that link, of course, can be found at my website. Our listen-in and call-in number live, each and every live broadcast, is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you indeed have a question or comment, do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will attend your question, comment, or reading request. We have 3 available lines. I'm going to assume that area code 434 and area code 662 are just listening. But at any point that you do press number 1, I will attend to your question or comment. I would also like to thank each and every one of you for being present in chat. Kalahat, Firewitch, all our special guests, Living Freely, Thinking Soulfully, Warm Summer Wind, and Queen B1, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity. I see quite a few of you are reloading. I hope that doesn't have anything to do with these commercials. These live commercials that they have streaming on Blog Talk Radio are a headache, and they really have to go back and tweak that, particularly when the show is going on. I've had the commercial start up 3 times now. I don't know if you heard in the middle of the show, and I've had to mute it or turn the volume down on my whole system until these commercials, you know, get through airing. I understand and appreciate the commercial, and I ask that each and every one of you would look at the commercials, click the links on the commercials. The commercials definitely support us and keep us here on air at Blog Talk Radio. But they have to, you know, they have to tweak them and have them right. They shouldn't be coming on automatically like that live. Particularly when there's a live chat or broadcast going on. I also would like to ask you to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player wherever you are listening now, whether that be Blog Talk Radio, at my website, Facebook, MySpace, Hi5, Windows Live, any social network where you are now listening to the broadcast live or in archive, click the little red heart and mark us as a favorite. This will alert you to coming shows, show topics, guests, special guests, also blog posts. I posted a blog post today of the understanding and meaning of the full moons under the Native American tradition. So some of you got that today as an alert via your email because you clicked and marked us as a favorite. So please do take the time to do that. We most certainly appreciate and honor you for your continued love and support here of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hudu Central here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to now talk about stones and crystals, particularly that pertain to harvest and this season of harvest that we are now manifesting. I began earlier today at the power lunch talking about rubies. And ruby is a very profoundly powerful stone that is often overlooked or neglected in the whole New Age metaphysical understanding of crystals and stones. Very few crystal and mineral books that I've come across even take the time to go into any depth about ruby. And ruby, of course, comes in a color range from pink to crimson red, orange red, excuse me. And some rubies are now coming from Thailand also have almost a violet-like hue to the red, to the burgundies, to those deep, rich red colors. This mineral stimulates the heart chakra and assists one in the selection and attainment of one's ultimate values. It further stimulates the loving emotional side towards nurturing, bringing spiritual wisdom, health, knowledge, and wealth. It has also been used to induce stability in one's economic status, and it has been said that as long as one retains a bit of ruby, wealth will never depart. It has also been said to have been used to protect the wearer against unhappiness, distressing dreams, and surprisingly, lightning. It is said to have been one of the stones used in the breastplate of the high priest. And the energy of ruby is intense and vivid, bringing lucidity to the dream state and conveying understanding and control of the role and action of the mental state upon the physical realm. And this is particularly important, again, as we here in the Northern Hemisphere move into the fall and the winter months, when many of you are getting less sun, less vitamin D, less oxygen, less exercise, and the winter blues, as it were, begins to set in and take its effect. So this is a time you definitely want to bring out and focus on your rubies, your tiger iron, as well as tiger eye, and also your carnelian and your dark stones, black tourmaline, black obsidian, and onyx to some degree. Yes, Fire Witch, there are several things that are going on with Talk Radio. I try not to complain too much because I'm truly grateful for Blog Talk Radio. It has expanded my community as well as my ministry. But there are definitely some things that need to be tweaked and they need to be worked out. The automatically playing advertisements is one of those. But also there's so much going on the page that there's a constant reloading going on. And depending on how your system is set up or what browser you're using or even how many tabs you have open. I often have at least 10 tabs open just to do Blog Talk Radio. One for the switchboard, one for the live chat, one for the some of the material that I'm referencing from. Also because people are listening in from Facebook and from some of the other sites. So, again, I don't want to digress and waste too much time on that, but they definitely need to fix some of those issues. And I greatly appreciate the fact that you all hang in there and you continue to support no matter what happens and what goes on. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you individually for your continued commitment to the show and for your feedback. I get a lot of feedback about the material. And whether you believe it or not, my shows and my material is very feedback-oriented. What I do and do repeatedly is because people say they have to have it, and it benefits them, and they're getting some manifestation from it. I specialize in results. You hear me say that all the time. Anything else is irrelevant to me. I'm not trying to be the most entertaining. I'm not trying to be, loud and boisterous and demonstrative in that sense. But I want to be demonstrative spiritually. And it does my heart good when people say I'm getting a benefit. I'm actually growing. I'm actually seeing results. And some of those people are in the chat. I'm not going to call anybody out unless they choose to present themselves. But there are people right now in the chat that will tell you that they're here because it's working for them. And I greatly, greatly appreciate that. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Queen Ifama, thank you so much for being present with us here now in the chat. And be reminded that Queen Ifama can be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of the website. Queen, I'm going to get with you at some point in the next coming days about that gift that you sent me in the email. I'm having some issues understanding some of it, so I haven't really been able to move forward on it, but I'm going to get with you in the next 2 days, 2 to 3 days, top. Also, Sister Abana, if you're listening, know that I will be in contact with you a little bit later on in the show. But tonight we're talking about harvest, gathering, and this whole season of Thanksgiving as we move forward through All Hallows Eve, All Saints, All Souls, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, Mardi Gras. For us here in New Orleans, you all can hear me say we have an extended holiday season. We're literally in holiday mode right now until February after Mardi Gras. And the whole Saints hoopla has only increased that energy of celebration. So I've got a whole series of special shows that I'm going to be doing each and every show day, whether it's Wednesdays from 7 to 9, Saturdays from 9 to 10, or the daily high noon power lunch, beginning right around Halloween. I have very, very special, well-developed show topics coming for you. So please do click the little red heart markers as a favorite and look forward to those coming shows, beginning with, let's see here, beginning with October 30th in the Power Lunch, Binary Numbers and Systems. Binary Numbers and Systems. I will be explaining not numerology, but how numbers are used in very complex divinary systems. An example is Ifa, and how these binary numbers and systems also found in I Ching give us very specific analyzations of any specific issue being looked into through a divination process. On October 31st, Halloween, the Power Lunch, Voodoo Zombie. November 1st, All Saints. November 2nd, All Souls. November 3rd, Black Hole, Black Obsidian Orbs, Black Hole, Black Obsidian Orbs. November 4th, Chaos Magic. So, again, please do click the little red heart on your radio player, wherever you are now listening, live or in archive, to Blog Talk Radio, so that you can be alerted of these special upcoming shows, show topics, and show guests. When you are truly operating, walking in spirit, the universe speaks to you, creation speaks to you, nature speaks to you. If you are not, you should take the time to get up in the morning and greet the sun or meet the sunset each evening. Or embrace the moon and allow this harvest hunter's full moon to minister to you, to speak to you, to help to realign you toward your true cosmic, universal, natural purpose. The ultimate foundation of hoodoo is nature. It's our ability to connect with nature and to understand nature and our environment, the healing properties of our water, our earth, our air, our sun, our moon, our ability to utilize these resources for the healing of our natural bodies, but also our spiritual bodies. And ultimately, our culture, society, and community. We got a lot of mess in our community. And we are often looking for answers to cleaning up the mess. And at the most basic foundation, the most basic starting point is the self, the physical self. Because if you're eating the decaying carcasses of animals, the pus and mucus of cows and chickens, artificial this, synthesized that, then you're not going to be physically at your optimum attunement. You're not going to be able to physically manifest the spiritual, intellectual fortitude and energy you need to move forward and to meet your goal, to truly experience and reverence harvest. Indeed, harvest is about gathering your corn, your beans, your fruits, your vegetables, drying your herbs, canning, jarring, counting your blessings, as well as setting up, saving, and storing as we move forward into the winter months. But it is also about tweaking your game, if I may say, about bettering the harvest for the next season, for the next year. This is a continued spherical, cyclical process. Comes and goes every year. Comes and goes every season, every cycle, every season. So with each process, we should be getting better. We should be improving. We should be increasing our harvest. In Native American tradition and in the celebration of Kwanzaa, we use the Indian corn to symbolize the fruits of the harvest. For many, they say that's the children, but it's more than just children. But the fruit of our labor, of our effort, of our intention, of our planning. The fruits of our preparation. Harvest is that ultimate manifestation of what we get up for every day. Excuse me. What we do, why we move around. It should be. If ultimately you're getting up every day just to make your bills, you're not seeing the fulfillment of harvest. You may not even be able to grasp what I'm talking about right now. If many of you are not able to breathe and relax and be thankful during this holiday season, you're not experiencing Nguzu Saba. You're not experiencing the true manifestation of the harvest. So as we gather, as we count, as we store and contemplate the coming period of Thanksgiving and celebration, but also the coming year, let us not all only look at this harvest, but coming harvest, setting up and planting for future generations. the various green movements, those who wish to preserve our natural world are beginning to, from a scientific perspective, understand our effect on our ability to produce moving forward. Some of you have heard me talk about before the absence of bees and how ultimately this will interfere with the ability to produce fruits, herbs, vegetables, at least on the mass scale in which we're doing them right now. So damage can be done today that can affect future harvests, as well as fruitful measures can be put into place today that can, again, affect future harvest. So I want you to meditate on harvest now and after the show. What you're planting, what you're reaping. You may be happy with what you're reaping, and you may want to look at how to increase your yield. You may not be happy with what you're reaping and may want to look at how to increase your yield. But ultimately, harvest is about taking inventory, analyzing, looking at the fruitfulness of our measures, of our endeavors. It's also about sharing. It's also about identity. When we look back into the more traditional cultures, harvest also was a time of establishing identity, who you were, what you were known for, whether it was something you crafted, something you produced, something you made, something that represented the efforts of your household, of your family. So you brought that to the table. You brought that to market. You brought that to the forefront of harvest celebration. Are we getting up every day and putting in our 8 hours, our 40 hours plus to produce for someone else and are neglecting our own production? What are you producing? We cannot examine harvest without looking at children. What are we producing? What are we passing along? What are we sharing? What are we imparting? This is the understanding of harvest that I know, that I've been instructed in, that I've come to understand and experience. And it's the understanding of harvest that I want to share with each and every one of you tonight. And not just tonight, but moving forward. Because again, harvest is a never-ending, spherical, cyclical, seasonal process. It should be. It's about our production, our producing, not just now, not just this season, but seasons moving forward. Often when we talk about oppression and repression and racism and economic destabilization, it's hard for me not to think about those families those big families that have set up resources, harvest for their families that survive generations beyond their death. While many of us are lucky to make it from check to check, and if someone did need something, you know, we may not have it. Some of us don't even have the resources to bury our loved ones. And I dare say, I dare introduce, I dare plant the seed right now that it's deeply connected to our understanding of harvest. And again, in this technological society, we have been separated from our connection to harvest, to seasons, to where our food comes from. Many kids don't know where their milk come from, where their eggs come from, where their chicken come from. Cannot make the connection between the effort and the labor and the eventual manifestation of that product on your table during this harvest, Thanksgiving, and celebratory season. And through that, we also lose connection to our spiritual harvest, spiritual manifestation, the effort necessary to gain respect, to gain admiration, to gain understanding. So utilize your ruby, your carnelian, these earth stones, your tire iron, to not only solidify our connection to earth and to our physical manifestation in this realm of ever-changing cycles and seasons, but also to bring our higher consciousness forward, regain our connection to the sky, the earth, the seasons. Indeed, Queen Bee, indeed. And I'm a supporter of technology. I understand that the dual-edged sword technology is. It is both a good and an evil. But I think what separates the two is consciousness and how we utilize this technology. This technology opens us up to a wealth of information many of us may not have had before. But what are we doing with it now is my concern. How are we utilizing it to not only move ourselves forward, but move our communities forward, but to also go back to and reexamine our connection with nature. We just can't continue to be cut off from our food, our natural food supply, where our food is coming from, how it's being produced, and survive. We're not going to be able to continue to desecrate our natural environment and survive. And ultimately, it starts with each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. And the example that we set, what we teach through action, what we harvest, what we plant, what we harvest. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to remind you that our listening and call-in number live during each and every broadcast is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. We have about 35 minutes left in the show. If you indeed have a question or comment or wish a reading, please do get your call in at this time. I have three lines available, so please do get your question or comment in. Get your call in, area code 347-215-8967. Peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you present with me live in the Block Talk Radio chat. Warm summer wind, 12L, Queen B1, Queen Ifama, Living Freely, special guest 4370, special guest 1684, Fire Witch, and Kalaha, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you. And to those of you on the phone lines, divine peace and blessings, area code 434 and 484. If you at any point have a question or comment, just press the number one on your telephone keypad and I will open your mic and attend to your inquiry. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Thank you.
find peace and blessings. Again, our listening and call-in number each and every Wednesday night during our live broadcast, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you indeed have a question or comment, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to you momentarily. We are talking tonight about harvest, counting, sharing, analyzing, looking over that which we have produced or not produced in the past season, but also looking forward towards the coming year. It's about harvest. In Hulu, there are many ritual practices that we do, particularly at this time of year, along with our harvesting of our herbs and roots and the process of drying them, canning, pickling, and all those other things traditionally associated with harvest. But there are also spiritual things that we do to lay down and increase harvest. One of those is preparation of oils. Typically, olive oil or any other pure oil, we add herbs, certain roots, certain beans, and allow them to sit, to steep in these substances in the oil. And then we use these oils in the anointing of our candles, in the dressing process of the candles, some of the other ritual processes where we utilize oil. But a very common basic formula is olive oil and black-eyed peas. You just take a bottle of virgin olive oil and you place typically 7 or 9 black-eyed peas in the oil. And then you consecrate the oil for prosperity and abundance. And this is a very common hoodoo oil that is then used to anoint in healing, again, in dressing your candles. I have very special oils that I use depending on the altar that I'm placing the candle on and the specific manifestation that I'm looking to gather. This is also a time where we prepare cascarilla. Cascarilla is a eggshell powder, more common than not, in paths closely associated to Santeria, Lucumbi, Orisha-based paths. And it's a purifying substance, also a substance that's commonly used in ritual. And this is the time of year where that cascarilla will be prepared. Also, again, get your Indian corn. Often that multicolored Indian corn can only be bought between now and right after Thanksgiving, and then you won't be able to find it anymore until the following year. This is commonly used in the setup for your Kwanzaa, but it's also used in hoodoo to symbolize as well as draw not only children but prosperity, prosperity and abundance. And another oil tenure is created with oil and Indian corn in very much the same way as the black-eyed peas, and you allow them to sit in the bottle to steep. And then you use that oil in whatever the ritual process, anointing process that you're actively participating in. This is also a time of year that we do 9 grains against poverty, which is a grain offering for Legba Ishu, the guardian of the crossroads, one who opens and closes doors, Papa Legba. And it's a way of bringing and maintaining abundance within the household. And this is typically done by those who have received Legba and have that altar set up in your space. And it's typically made from 9 grains. And you can always contact me if you want to know specifically how to perform these rituals and to lay down these offerings. And the 9 grains are laid in a spiral type form on the plate. And it's presented before Legba, along with the other offerings, to bring about and maintain prosperity in the house. Okay, I'm reading the chat, and I'm seeing that some of you are experiencing some kind of issue in the chat. Now, I'm not. That doesn't mean that you are not. And I'm not quite sure what's going on. Again, the only thing I can connect it to is the reloading of those commercials. And either your browser's probably trying to block the commercials, or it's reloading the commercial and the player is lagging behind. Sometimes I've noticed the player will load almost separately from the chat, and now that is loading separately from these commercials that keep trying to run on the right side of the page. So I apologize for any technical difficulties you all might be experiencing in the live chat in hearing the show. As far as I can tell, those who are listening on the phone are not having breaks. If you are experiencing a break in audio on the phone and you are in the chat, let us know that. But I think it's just those of you who are listening live from the chat room that the buffering keeps getting stuck, trying to air these commercials and then run the chat and then run the player too. It's just too much. And Blog Talk is going to have to going to have to straighten that out. But again, as we move forward and consider harvest, Thanksgiving, and the holiday season, when we tend to celebrate and gather with friends and family, also be reminded to bring your spirituality to the process. Let us not get so caught up in the celebration that we forget about the true meaning, the true spiritual significance of these holidays and these celebrations and these ritualized practices, which all have their origins in spirituality and religion, and with keeping time with our natural, astrological, and creative universe. If you are not hearing me in the chat, type a 0. If you are hearing me in the chat, type a 1. I'm not really sure I'm being heard now at all in the chat. So somebody let me know what's really going on there. I'm going to take another quick musical break, see if I can't diagnose what may be going on or get a message through the Blog Talk Radio, and I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity.
Thank you.
blessing Harvest and Hunter's Moon. I would like to thank each and every one of you for being present here with me live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. Each and every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. And also daily here at high noon for the Divine Prince and the Power Lunch live in an archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. I would like to remind you that our listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Do remember to press number 1 on your telephone keypad if you indeed have a question or comment, and I will attend to your concern. Harvest, gathering, analyzing, showing thankfulness and gratitude for our abundance, for our manifestation. And then planning forward, moving forward for our next season, our next decisive move. Along with our dark stones, our earth stones, be reminded to go to my Voodoo Tie, V as in Victor, O-O, D like David, O-O, T-Y-E, Voodoo Tie on YouTube and look at my manifestation crystal video. I talk about many stones, gems, semi-precious gems, but the master teacher of the mineralized kingdom, the crystallized kingdom, is quartz. Quartz manifest the most structured mathematical geometrical equations. It has the most personality, the most variety. They come as individualized as our past, as individualized as our individual spiritual journey. And the manifesting quartz is the master teacher of harvest, of ultimate harvest and manifestation. They are typically double terminated, usually on the larger side, and then have crystals going in, coming out, across the surface, even completely embedded within the body of the crystal. And these are our manifesting tools, our manifesting quartz. They teach us not only about clarity, but about perseverance, about maintaining a commitment to a true vibratory rate from beginning to end, through any challenge, any barrier, any blockage. This is the message that I am imparting to you tonight as you continue to meditate and think on harvest. Harvest. Are we ultimately planting the seeds within our children, within ourselves, within our communities, that will bring about continued fruitfulness moving forward? These are the questions of harvest. Are we properly planting, preparing, tilling the soil, nurturing the seed for our own individual spiritual harvest? Because ultimately life and existence reside within a spherical, cyclical cipher. I'd rather get the lesson now than to repeat it. It's much easier than going over and over and doing the same things and not getting a different result. Move beyond your fear of change, your fear of the unknown, your fear of ultimate destiny, and nature will begin to divine itself before you. Living Freely, I do have your message, peace and blessings. I'll check that at the end of the show. I want to remind each and every one of you to be here with me tomorrow at high noon for the power lunch. A very, very special message for you tomorrow at high noon for the power lunch, 30 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, join me Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. And, of course, each and every Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio for The Divine Prince live and in archive here in the beautiful, legendary, and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Our live listening and call-in number during live broadcast, area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. We are under a Libra lunation, Libra sun, Piscean moon. This is a time of balance, checking the balances, weighing the balances, having our own heart and soul tried in the balances. Unlike any other time on the planet before, we are truly seeing the prophecies of Revelation, the prophecies of Nostradamus, the prophecies of the Mayans played out before us in living color. If we would but only pay attention, surrendering to spirit always leads to a positive outcome. Always, no matter how fearful, no matter the challenges, the end result always is worth the journey, the effort of the journey. So again, in your harvest, gathering, analyzing, remember to look forward to your higher destination, to your higher self, to your higher goal, and know that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Amen. Thank you. Harmony. I don't mind what Je dois aller moi.